I never thought of it as a theory. I can tell you where I got my ideas. In the first place, I was brought up very sternly and strictly by a New England couple, especially my fiercely moralistic mother. And though some people have said, I suppose this book is a protest against the way you were brought up, well, that's only about a third of it. I think that my interest in children, devotion to children, and those of my sisters and brother were all because my mother was totally devoted to her children. So I think that's part of where I got launched from. I cared a lot about children, but I think I also thought there must be easier ways, more pleasant ways to bring up children than the rather severe, oppressive way that my mother used. I had pediatric training after medical school, and then I thought, I've got to get some psychological training. No other pediatrician had gotten that and stayed in pediatrics, so I found there was no place to get this training, so I took a year's residency in psychiatry at New York Hospital. That was occupied taking care of patients with schizophrenia and manic depressive psychosis. This gave me nothing with which to answer mother's questions about thumb sucking and toilet training and resistance to weaning. But I did discover during that year's residency that it was a psychoanalytically trained people who were able to make the discussion of patients' stories dynamic. So I said, I want psychoanalytic training. So that year that I started pediatric practice in New York, at the bottom of the Depression in 1933, I started in my own personal analysis, and then for 5 years took seminars at the New York Psychoanalytic Institute. This explains my Freudian, my basically Freudian concepts. Freud was interested in where is the origin of neuroses. I was interested in the other side of it, how do children grow emotionally, and I think Freud has given us very good explanation of the stages of development. But it took me 10 years before I could reconcile my Freudian concepts with what mothers were telling me. My Freudian training didn't tell me, it told me that sometimes you get into terrible conflicts with a child over toilet training. But when I asked my psychoanalytic colleagues, well, when should you start toilet training? They shrugged their shoulders because, of course, they didn't know. They only knew the sour side of it. So I had to work out, with the help of dozens and dozens of mothers, what is the application? I'd give them the best advice I could on the basis of my theoretical background, and then the next time they'd bring the baby in a month later, I'd say, how did it work? And I was constantly having to revise my idea of what is the practical thing to tell parents, and what is the relationship between that and theory.